guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka author of Faith, and welcome to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. So today's confession is, when I'm not at work, it's noticeable. The scripture that I feel supports this is Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. And it reads, "You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make salty again? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father." So in yesterday's confession, I talked about how we as believers are called to be the thermostat and not the thermometer. We are called to be catalysts for change. We're called to set the bar and change the atmosphere if need be. So I felt like this was very appropriate because if you've ever noticed, there are some people, whether it's because they're super gifted or, maybe they're a really like a people person or their energy level, when they're not at work, you notice it. And like, it sucks because they're just, their energy, their gifting, you know, their people skills, it's great, right? So you as a believer, you want it to be noticeable when you're not at work. And not in a bad way, as in like, oh, well, you know, we're getting things done because she's not here. I don't mean like that. When you're not at work, it should be noticeable because you are like the city on a hill that cannot be hidden. You're like the lamp that you put on the tabletop, not under a basket. These things, light is it. You can't help but notice light when it's absent after you've already seen it. It's one thing if you live in a dark room your entire life, but once you've seen light and you cut the light back off and you're back in a dark room, you notice. So pray and ask the Lord to ask you what it is about you that makes you unique and how to bring that to the table at work so that when you are not there, it is noticeable. So again, today's confession is, when I'm not at work, it's noticeable. Don't forget to confess your way to success and join us for tomorrow for our next confession.